give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, and that's our You Fridays around here. It's our Addictions Recovery Program, and we meet every Friday night right here at Bible Baptist Church from 7 to 9 p.m., and time to get freedom, isn't it? Time to get free from those stubborn habits and addictions that keep you bound, and learn to live within God's boundaries so you don't become a slave to sin, and come get your freedom. Many are finding their flight to freedom here on Friday nights, and we invite you out to be part of the program this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at Bible Baptist Church. And of course, the Lord's Day services on Sunday are Sunday schools and Bible classes at 9:30, 10:30 for the morning service, 5:30 for the evening service. And of course, that's an American side in English, and on the Spanish side, we have Spanish church as well, and they have Sunday school, and they have Sunday morning service, same time, 10:30, Sunday evening service at 5:30, and the Wednesday evening service at 7. Pastor Aviles and his wife are doing a wonderful job, and we invite any of you Spanish-speaking folks to come out and enjoy hearing the Word of God and singing the songs of God in your native tongue. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, we're in Luke 15. We started there yesterday looking at some lessons from the home of the prodigal. And we started yesterday talking about that prodigal. Prodigal means wasteful, that wasteful son. And we were taking some lessons from his life to start with. And we talked about how he was selfish. And we talked about how he was solitary, didn't want any accountability. And we ended yesterday talking about how he was short-sighted, how he ran out of his money. His money didn't last him. He didn't go as far as he thought it was going to go because he wasn't looking ahead. He didn't realize how short-sighted he was, but I want you to remind you that the father was very long-sighted because he had the fatted calf. You don't fatten a calf overnight, my friend. He was preparing that calf for the day his son had come home. But there's a fourth thing here I see from this prodigal son, and that is sensibility. The Bible says in verse 17 through 19, he came to himself. He came to himself. Do you notice in the lost sheep, the shepherd goes looking, and he searches till he finds it. In the coin, The woman of the house sweeps and looks until she finds it. But in the prodigal son, the father waited. He did not chase after him. He did not go looking for him. He didn't go make sure he was homeless, that he had somewhere to sleep. He didn't go out and make sure he could buy him his next meal. And boy, that's hard, parents. But parents, we must learn not to be a buffer for what God may be trying to do in our children's life. One of the most interesting things that happened in the Gulf War was how easy the Allied forces took the territory they wanted without many casualties. On one occasion, a small band of British soldiers came across an Iraqi, quote, stronghold. The British knew they were heavily outnumbered, but they were confident that with their superior weaponry, they could win any battle. They also knew that if the battle took place, some of their men would be injured or even killed, as well as many casualties on the Iraqi side. But suddenly, without warning, the Iraqi soldiers all surrendered. No shots had been fired. Over 200 Iraqis had given up the fight and handed themselves over to slightly more than 20 British soldiers. Why? Well, there were two reasons. The Iraqis, number one, the Iraqis had not eaten for days. And hungry soldiers don't have much of a stomach for a fight. Number two, the soldiers had not been paid. And nobody works well when they're worried about money. How am I going to feed my family back in Baghdad without any money? And so they surrendered. Well, my friend, it's no different in the Christian army. This young boy comes to his senses, and he realizes that even the servants back at his father's house have it better than he does. He confesses his sin to God and forsakes his pig pen there, and he heads back home. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and I love the word there, but. Oh, I love it when God butts in. Often in our lives, that's a negative word. However, it's a very positive word here. The boy made the first step, but the father makes many, many more. He was far from home, and now his son comes home, and he's waiting for him. He's looking for him. He saw him while he was yet a great way off, had compassion on him, and ran, fell on his neck, and kissed him. The father's compassion here pictures God's loving kindness to us. We are without excuse, and yet the Father runs to us and gives us His mercy and His grace. He embraces us and never lets us go again. The Son said to the Father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. And the boy continues with his speech, but the Father's actions must have already surprised him. Even though he still wants to speak, the Father has already understood. He's repentant, and he's showering his love and his kindness on him anyway. There's another but there. His servants, the Father says, the Father interrupted the Son's speech and didn't care to hear what's coming next. You know, when you start to make your initial confession to God regarding our sin and failure, you know, God doesn't necessarily need to hear everything you have to say. He didn't even listen to the phrase, make me your servant. He said, you're still my son. Bring forth the robe. Bring forth the ring. You see, he always will recognize us as his children. The Father gave the servant instructions. And that's what happens when we come back to the Father. He begins to tell his servants what to do. And they all begin to work at the request of the Father. He made provision for him in four areas. The best robe, a ring for his finger, shoes for his feet, and the fatted calf. Those aren't just for immediate needs, my friend. His clothes are now rags for his long time away from home. He has no jewelry. His shoes are worn out. So he's hungry and he looks sick. Remember who Jesus is telling this story to. The scribes and the Pharisees. The robe, it says, bring the best robe and put it on him. Who would have owned the best robe in the family? It would be the robe of the Father. The Father made a declaration by this gesture, and he's saying, make my boy look like me. I could imagine in the days following, maybe the weeks following, when that boy would show up in town, and maybe from a distance, folks would not be able to tell who it was. Is that the Father? Or no, wait, that's the Son. Boy, they look alike now. And then a ring. It's a signet ring. It was the boy who had wasted his father's money by throwing it all away on all kinds of sin and wickedness. However, the Father says, you're my son, I trust you. He's kind of saying, welcome into the family business. You can do business on my behalf with this ring on your finger. Now, we don't get a literal ring when we return to Jesus. He does tell us, though, he trusts us to do business on his behalf. He got a robe, he got a ring, he got shoes on his feet. In the Hebrew culture, only sons wear shoes. Servants do not wear shoes. And when you are a son, you don't take your shoes off, you put them on. You put on the shoes. Now are we the sons of God, the Bible says. And then the fatted calf, that's fellowship. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I'll come in unto him and sup with him and he with me. That's fellowship. Oh, for so many years, we don't know how long the prodigal was gone, but for all that time, there was no fellowship. There was nothing between the dad and the son, but now he's home. The fatted calf took a while. Like I say, I believe he's been preparing that since the day he left, waiting for this time to fellowship with him again. But there is another lesson we need to look at, and that's the other son. Really, there's two wayward sons here. It's the prodigal's big brother. I believe that older son was away from God as well. His brother may have been in the pigsty, but he was lost in the pew. He was carnal, he was self-righteous, lost all sympathy for his brother, for his father, and forgot what a great occasion this really was. And he was having quite the pity party. Who's the first to point out the prodigal sin? Did you notice it wasn't the father? It was the other son. It was his brother. Isn't it sad when it's another Christian that will gossip about a backslidden Christian? The elder brother is just a picture of a carnal church member. The lost can be found, my friend. If you need to be saved, let the good shepherd find you today and bring you to the fold. If you're in the house as the lost coin, you're not necessarily mean you're in his hand. Oh, come to God and let him put you in your hand and let the Spirit of God use you. But if you're backslidden and you've gotten away from God, you lost your senses. Well, listen, come to yourself and come on back to the Father. Oh, he'll meet you more than halfway, my friend. He comes to grab you and he hugs you and he welcomes you home. You're always going to have some other elder brothers. He was angry and wouldn't go in. He was anger, bitter, upset, sulking, stubborn. What he did have was so much more than what he did not have. But by dwelling on the negative, he spoiled what he did have because he was focused on what he didn't have. There's a curse of self-pity here. Self-pity destroys your happiness. He was angry, the Bible says. It destroys your usefulness. He was needed in the work, and the father had to come out and talk to him. He was distracted. And he was, and self-pity will destroy your oneness. He said, notice he didn't say my brother. He said, thy son has come home. Didn't even consider him his brother anymore. Self-pity. What causes self-pity? Restricted vision. Over and over again in his speech here, let me look at it with you. He said, these many years do I serve thee, neither any time transgressed I thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. Did you hear I, me, my? He couldn't see beyond himself. Satan will always have us have an I problem. Remember what Satan said? I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the sides of the mount of the congregation, on the sides of the north. I will ascend to the heights of the clouds. I will be the... He had an eye problem. We also get distorted values. You never killed a kid for me. No, I didn't kill a kid for you. I deeded the farm to you. The will gives him everything. How short-sighted he was. How distorted in his values he was. Supposed he had some outraged virtue. These many years have I served thee. Why? Were you serving just for the benefits? Were you serving because you expected something? Or were you serving out of your love for your father? That's the curse of self-pity and the cause of self-pity, but what's the cure? Here, he gave him the cure. Her father did. He said, number one, thou art ever with me. That's his abiding presence. He says, you are ever with me. What did Jesus say? Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then he said, abundant provision. All that I have is thine. The Lord says, my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God can take care of his own. He gives us not just provision, but he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. What's the cure for self-pity? Abiding presence of Christ. There's abundant provision in his achieved purpose. The main goal? The brother was found. The brother was found. Get your eyes on reaching those who are lost, reaching those that are backslidden, and seeing them come back to their purpose, which is to fellowship with God. Oh, that's the cure for self-pity. That's the cure that we need. I hope. If you're away from God, whether you're an elder brother or whether you're a prodigal son, come to the Father today. He's waiting for you. And he wants to forgive you, and he wants to fellowship with each of us. Well, those are some lessons from the home of the prodigal son. Hope it's been a help and a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me as I've gone through that chapter fresh and anew this week. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and you'll be in your place Sunday in the services, and we invite you out here if you don't have a church home, 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30 on the Lord's Day. And then we'll plan on being together again Monday for the broadcast, where I think we'll talk about that the world may know that I love the Father. Let's talk about that when we get together for our broadcast on Monday, all right? Appreciate those of you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and we look forward to being with you again on the broadcast on Monday. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.